USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration late on Friday approved the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. The largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history is expected to begin early next week, with the first doses going to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. The United States Supreme Court has rejected Texas's lawsuit challenging results of the presidential election in four swing states. President Trump said on Twitter late Friday, "The Supreme Court really let us down. No wisdom, no courage." Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
Many of these cases are being thrown out on standing or procedural grounds. And there are a lot of voters out there who believe that this election was not fairly done. And they don't feel like the evidence has been scrutinized.
The Electoral College meets to formally elect Biden as president on Monday. USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Virginia's governor is not a fan of churches, especially during a pandemic.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he's a Democrat, announced new coronavirus restrictions on Thursday and offered some advice for Virginians of faith and practicing their faith.
This year, we need to think about what is truly the most important thing. Is it the worship or the building? For me, God is wherever you are. You don't have to sit in the church pew for God to hear your prayers. Worship outside or worship online is still worship.
The governor also calling on faith leaders to lead the way and set an example. The governor, without proof, also blamed the spread of the virus in Virginia on congregations that he said acted carelessly in observing health precautions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Skywatchers, this weekend is for you. The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. The spectacle could bring more than 100 shooting stars per hour. Your best bet is after nightfall into the early morning hours, away from city lights. And then there's the Christmas star later this month that will be something humanity hasn't seen since the 1600s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020, the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623.
And not to forget, parts of South America will briefly plunge into total darkness on Monday during a total solar eclipse. President-elect Joe Biden is calling Dennis McDonough a fierce advocate for the nation's veterans, and that's why he's nominating him for a cabinet position. McDonough previously worked with Biden as former President Obama's chief of staff. He said McDonough played a key role in improving health care for veterans. And just months after crowning a new NBA champion, the preseason is underway in empty arenas. The Magic beat the Hawks 116-112. It was the Knicks over the Pistons 90-84. The Rockets over the Bulls 124-104. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.